Hey, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And I've been a big brother now for 2.5, yeah, something like that's crazy. Like
wow.
A little over 2 years.
I can't believe it's been that long already.
I know. I wish I would have done it sooner, though. But my little brother, Michael, is the coolest kid ever. And we had a really fun time with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana. We got to celebrate. They do like an anniversary party every year. We had so much fun at Dave and Buster's. So that was really cool. And we're actually talking to Jared. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out on the show today. You were not a big brother, but you were actually a little.
Dan, I met at 11, and
okay.
He was my second big.
Okay.
And so we've known each other 30 and a half years now.
Oh, my gosh. So you've amazing.
Yeah. So you've continued since, because at 18, you kind of move out of the program.
Yeah.
You've continued that connection.
Still friends, yep. Still friends, still hang out.
So what was that like when you were 11 and getting matched with your big? Like, do you remember how you felt meeting him for the first time?
Yeah, I was a little anxious, a little nervous. It didn't work out with my first big. It lasted about a year and a half. So there were some reservations about if I wanted to do it again. But
yeah.
Clay, one of the board of directors at the time, back in the 80s, talked me into giving it one more shot. And Dan said he wanted a friend for life, and we've been friends, and we will continue to be friends.
Dan!
That is so cool. Now, I know from my perspective, being a big, like, I don't think I do a good enough job, but I hear so much from Michael, my little, and his mom, Keela, that they just love it. But if people are, like, checking out this actual interview and trying to figure out, do I need to be a big? Like, would I be a good big brother, big sister? What did you get out of the program? Like, why should people consider being a big?
It's a great way to mentor. I came from single-parent home, just mm-hmm. me and mom, so didn't really have a father figure in the house. Dan's been great, sounding board all my life, been there for advice. We've done a lot of fun things together.
One of the favorite things you remember doing with Dan?
We went to Disney World. We won.
Whoa.
Dang. Now I got some big goals here.
So we won Bowl for Kids' Sake. We brought in the most money 1 year, and the prize was a trip for two to Disney World. So.
Oh, cool.
We went down to Disney World in Epcot Center. They do the reenactment of the Indiana Jones thing. Mm-hmm. They asked for volunteers. Dan actually got pulled up and put on stage.
No way.
So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's such a cool memory.
Sounds like such a fun guy. And you brought up, I didn't realize that was a pretty cool prize right there for raising funds. But Bowling for Kids' Sake is actually coming up. It'll be April 24th, so right. Not that far from now. And it's going to be going on at Woodland Bowling. That's a Wednesday. And what did you do back then, like, to raise funds? Because people can raise money now. I've got a team.
It was a lot different back then. Back then it was all pen and paper. You know, and you went door to door and you would get people to set an amount per pen. So it's like, hey, I want you to do a penny a pen, or I want you to do 10 cents a pen. And they, well, what's your average bowling score? You know, you're going to go out there and bowl 300 or, you know. it's a little different now. Everything is all online.
Yeah, I'm really, so glad it really is, because if people were doing it for pens, I'd only raise like $6.
Yeah.
If I bowled all day.
Yeah. So it's come a long way.
Now, if you want to actually sign up and get a team, all you got to do is go online, go to bebigforkids.org, and they'll have a link for the Bowling for Kids' Sake event, which will be really fun. And I'm honestly the worst bowler ever, Alex. Are you good?
Oh, my gosh. I'm terrible at all sports. I'm the least athletic person of all time.
I wonder, I need to ask them, did they have it when you did it? Do they have, like, the bumpers up?
No.
Ooh,
no bumpers.
Okay. This is not good.
That's why I'm glad that the donations are no longer by pen, because I'm going as well. So.
All right, now that's one cool event. There's so many great things that Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana do. But another cool event coming up, and I love it, springtime. My favorite sport is baseball. Mm-hmm. They are doing an event called 150 Men in 50 Days. They're actually upping it up. It used to be 100, and that's going to be coming up. It's a partnership with the Indianapolis Indians.
Right.
That's going to be going on where you can actually volunteer, and you got to be a big. Now, when you do that, this is like what they're looking for, because it's kind of the opposite end. You're looking for 4 to 6 hours a month to commit to that, which, you think about it, Alex, how much Netflix do you watch a month?
Oh, way more than that.
Exactly. So I'm saying, I know you're really involved with a lot of kids stuff too, but being a big is so easy. I was so afraid. That's why I didn't do it for so long. But the opportunity that I got to connect and just be that positive male influence in his life, I don't know. I'm not going to cry right now. I mean, maybe I will, hon. But I mean, it does get you kind of emotional. Going back to the opposite end I bring up,
right.
It really makes a difference, doesn't it? You'll cherish that.
It makes a huge difference. They show figures on the graduation rates from littles compared to the rest of their group. It's huge. Definitely made an impact in my life. I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for the program.
Did Dan go to your wedding? Because you said you've been married for like 21 years.
Dan was my best man in the wedding.
What? No way! Yeah.
And he was at my college graduation.
Okay, that's cool. Now hold on, wait a minute. Did Dan plan a bachelor party? This is going way off topic, but I have so many questions.
We did do a bachelor party.
You're like, you're the best big brother ever.
I love that. That is amazing.
All right, well, Jared, thank you so much for coming on in here today for the Joe and Alex show. Get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, whether it's bowling for kids' sake. You still got time to get a team together and try to raise that money to help them out. 150 men in 50 days. That's their big partnership drive they got going on. You can get all these details online, volunteer, donate, whatever you want to do at bebigforkids.org.